Welcome to the No Business Like Mo Business podcast. I'm Derek from the YouTube channel No Business Like Mo Business. Remember, if you're watching this, you can listen to this while you're working, or if you're watching this, I'm sorry. If you're listening to this, you can always go to youtube.com/No Business Like Mo Business. I'm going to beg you to go there and subscribe. I'm trying to build up my subscribers right now. I'm planning on putting out a lot of entertaining footage for you guys to watch me mowing or me testing out junk or crap or even awesome stuff. Hopefully it's awesome stuff. Nonetheless, I'm trying to line up some things to test. I just checked out a Bobcat not too long ago. It was a Bobcat Toolcat 5600, I believe. Thing is freaking sweet. Obviously, it's not something I can afford because I'm just a startup guy. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that can't afford them that would love to play around with something like that, but I know my audience, you know. It's just fun to look at right now. I don't know, it's a possibility to rent something like that too, I will say that. I want to say that I had a great time at GIE. I got to meet some really cool people, some other YouTubers that I love watching and following. Also, before I go further on with that, I was supposed to do a podcast today with Brian Shane from Top Notch Lawn Care. Sorry about that, Brian. We tried for an hour to get Google Hangouts to work out, and it was really frustrating. When we did get connected the first time, it did not want to work. He couldn't hear my voice, and I wasn't using that stupid program that I normally do to where it acts up. I wasn't even going to mess with that this time, and I was still getting issues, so I don't know what in the world's going on. My assumption is, I think it's just the computer, because Brian ended up calling me with Google Hangouts. He could hear me just fine, so I think that was an error with Google Hangouts, which is just frustrating. It's like, I don't know what to think about it, because I sent him several invites, and he wasn't getting them, and he tried to send me some, and I wasn't getting them at times, and then I finally got one of his. He sent with his phone. But we couldn't do the interview because I had no way of recording it when he calls me. So that was pretty frustrating, and I apologize to Brian about that. And everybody else that I said, anybody that's seen that Brian was going to be on today, I am sorry. I know that's a big letdown. It's always awesome to have Brian on here. He's very entertaining and knowledgeable. He thinks he's a little fish in a big pond, but I feel like he's getting bigger. He's a bigger fish than he thinks. I do so believe. And he's got a lot of wisdom that we all can learn from. Even bigger guys than Brian could probably learn something from Brian. So anyways, GIE, it was an awesome experience. I met a lot of awesome people. Like I said, YouTubers that I like to watch or even just communicate with, you know, well, same people, you know, that I like to watch are the ones I communicate with. And even the people that watch me, you know, I try to watch other people's stuff as well. So if you subscribe to me, you got a lawn care channel, chances are I'm going to subscribe to your channel and try to check out your stuff as well. The only problem is there's just, like, you know, there's so many lawn care YouTubers out there that is, you can spend hours and hours behind the computer or your mobile device or whatever you watch YouTube on and just, like, watch lawn care videos. It's a tall order, so you really gotta pick and choose what channel, what videos you're gonna watch. So I try to get multiple channels in there the best I can, but if you add me, like I said, I'll add you, and I will do my best to watch some of your videos as well. I like to support, you know, other lawn care channels because they're doing the same for me. You know what I mean? It's just, it helps the community grow. You know, the more YouTubers there are in this community, the stronger it's going to get. And, you know, like you've seen before, there's companies that want to work with these YouTubers. You know, right now they're giving them stuff for free, but like I have a YouTube channel called Country Crafts and the woodworking area, and I've communicated with YouTubers in the woodworking, and it's a really big community. I mean, it is intense. there's guys that have almost 1 million subscribers in that area, and the companies that work with these guys are not only giving them free stuff, but they're paying them per video too. So that's something I'm hoping will happen for the lawn care community, because I really do care about this community. I do have some woodworking videos, not much, but you know, I feel like I'd have a better chance at being successful in the woodworking community because, okay, I'm going to say this real quick. I apologize if you want to hear about lawn care stuff and you do not care about YouTube. I'm really sorry. I am obsessed about YouTube, so that's why I'm going to talk about this crap. It's not crap to me, but everything I say is crap. Stupid. Anyways, but yeah, it'd be easier to be successful in the woodworking community just because it's so gigantic that it'll be easier to get subscribers and companies to work with you. So since it's that big, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't take that much to grow. I think it's a bigger challenge in the lawn care community. But the reason I'm putting more effort in the lawn care community because I feel like that's, I don't know, I feel like my heart's more there right now. You know, I'm sure when winter comes around, if I'm not out blowing snow or shoveling snow or whatever, I'll probably dip back into the woodworking. But my heart, I feel like I'm invested into the lawn care. Even though I haven't really put that many videos out this past season, I just really started late, to be honest. I started the channel, I think, back in April just to upload podcasts because people were not able to use like their mobile device, or they couldn't figure out how to listen to the podcast. And so Moslon and Iron suggested to me that I should just throw them up on YouTube. So I took his advice. Mo's a good guy, but if you haven't been to his YouTube channel, you should really check it out. It's Moslon and Iron with the and sign, not A-N-D. It's the and sign. Anyways, check out that guy. He's got a great heart. I don't know. He's a really great guy. He's really handy with cars and putting the trailers back together. He's just a really knowledgeable guy. I think he's going to go a lot further than what he is right now. I think if he really wanted to, that he could blow up his lawn care and just go full-time with that and just leave his other job. I feel like he's such a hard worker, though, that he won't let go of his job and he'll just do both things at once just because he's that productive. I can't imagine, like, I can't see Mo sitting still. It's just hard. That guy needs a break. he's pretty crazy. He's a great hard worker. But anyways, I get off track really easily. I have ADD and I'm dyslexic. So, I mean, you put those together, I'm just a mess. I wouldn't say a hot mess. I'm just a mess. That's all it is. But nonetheless, he suggested to me that I should start a YouTube channel and throw up these podcasts, you know, and I was doing that. And then I was like, you know what? I put lawn care videos and reviews of all this other jazz on that woodworking channel. And since I did that, it was like kind of destroying that channel because it's too wide of a range of crap. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to start putting lawn care stuff on No Business Like Mo Business. You know, why not? It's a perfect fit, you know. And I love making videos. I love making videos more than I love doing the podcast, but I still enjoy doing the podcast. It is really hard to get guys on here sometimes. It's not hard to find the people to want to do it. It's just to line up our schedules perfectly and then, like I said, having the programs worked perfectly too. It seems like the last couple of times it's been taking a few hours with trials and errors just to get one episode going. So that's pretty rough. I'm going to have to do some research here and come up with some better ideas. So if you have any ideas, you can email me. I think it's likemobusiness@gmail.com. If you don't hear back from me, that's probably why, because I don't know what it is. But I think that's what the email address is. So yeah, I've been trying to make an effort of putting out videos, and recently I do want to apologize. A couple people brought it up to me that I accidentally posted my wife's podcast on here. So if you hear Jills of All Trades, I am incredibly sorry about that. incredibly sorry about that. I don't know if it was interesting to you at all. If you put yourself through that, I hope you enjoyed it. If not, I'm sorry for wasting your time. That is totally my fault. Sometimes, you know, when you're just in front of the computer, you get kind of numb, like the every screen is the same. I don't know. I pretty much use the same programs for both things, so it's easy for me to get things mixed up. I have to make sure I'm on the right YouTube channel when I'm uploading stuff, because she has a YouTube channel as well. And we did recently, like, I really do want to get serious about making lawn care videos and making them entertaining. I want to show you what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. I want to entertain you, and I want to educate you on how I do things. Maybe you can learn something, or maybe you can teach me something. You know, maybe you can say, hey, Derek, you idiot, you shouldn't be doing it like that. Or, hey, buddy, maybe you want to try something different. You can go with a nice approach, too. I'd really appreciate the nice approach. But I love communication, so I'll take anything right now. And now knowledge is power, and I would like to have more of it. So if I help people, that's awesome. But if you help me, that's awesome too. I will take either one. I just want to have, you know, I want to be a part of the community. That's basically what it comes down to. I am just a low guy right now on the totem pole. I want to grow my business. I don't have a full schedule yet. I've been talking to a lot of guys, and they've been encouraging me, and I'm going to take a lot of their advices. Like, I was talking to Brian from Georgia recently. I added him on Facebook, and coincidentally, he listens to this podcast. So I want to give a big shout-out to Brian down in Georgia. I really do appreciate you listening to this, and anybody else that does, too. It's it's really humbling. It's like, what? You listen to this? I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's a weird thought to think that people actually listen to me. It's really encouraging. And I want to say what's up to Jake that I met at GIE. I met you at Pleasure Ridge Pizza, I believe. I'm pretty sure your name was Jake. I sat at the same table as you. You're a really good guy. Brandon's Lawn Care was at the same table, too, and D. Gentry. I didn't get to talk to Jake that much, but he was a pretty nice guy. He asked me how my working out was going, and he kind of that humbled me, too. I did not know what to say to that. I was like, what? You know, I'm working out, and that's why I'm growing a beard. That's just awkward. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I'm talking to myself, and I think that's my safe place if I think that's, you know, that's all that hears me is me. So it's really incredibly humbling to hear that. And I decided I'm going to start getting into my Instagram. I recently started throwing up some pictures. I want to be more active in social media. So GIE kind of lit a fire underneath me, and it's making me want to be more interactive with social media, YouTube, you know, and just all that. And even my personal Facebook page, I was trying to keep that private, but if you can find me, I'll add you. You know, if I can see on your profile that you deal with lawn care, I'll add you hands down. But if it's like, if I can't tell that you have lawn care or not, you know, if I can't tell that, I'll probably just look at you as like, I don't know who this person is, stranger danger, you know. But if I can see it somehow in your thing when you add me, I'll definitely add you. I love the lawn care community. And I feel like, you know, you can learn something from everybody, even some, you know, even if you're a kid that's like 14 years old, I'm sure there's tons of things I can learn from them. Heck, some of those guys are probably making more money than me. You know what I mean? It's, you never know. Really can't remember where I was going with that, but, you know, Jake was asking me how my workout's been going. It's been going pretty good. I'm going to try to do something different on YouTube to where, if you've seen Geek to Freaks videos, I really miss his videos, and I think we all aspire to be like him on his channel, you know what I mean? I know I do. I would really love to encourage people, and I want to better myself, you know, just like most people do. But I'm going to try to capture what I can on camera and share it with you. And because I feel like I don't know, I feel like I am my worst critic, you know what I mean? It's the typical saying, whatever. I really do think that, I don't know, I just don't picture me being successful on a business career, you know, because I worked in a factory for so long, for like 13 years, I think I was there. And, you know, just, I just see myself as, being stuck there and not being able to be successful outside of that. And I know it's a possibility, and I feel like if I actually do capture me being successful in this, you know, maybe I can encourage somebody else to be successful in this as well. And maybe they can learn from my failures, you know, because I'm going to try to capture everything. I've never been a strong guy either, you know. And, you know, when you see other guys working out, I found it really encouraging, like Geek to Freak, you know. I feel like I come from along the same storyline as that, you know. Like when I was graduating high school, I weighed 160 pounds. I tried to work out when I was a freshman in high school, and I didn't stick with it, of course, you know. I was more into, you know, that's when I got my license, roughly, and I just wanted to drive around and hang out with my friends, you know, freedom at that point. And so I didn't want to put in the time. You know, everybody wants to be stronger, but they don't want to put in the time and the pain and the struggle. And then 2011, yeah, this is turning out into a workout podcast, sorry. 2011, I lost some loved ones that year. Wait, no, it was 2010. I lost some loved ones. My grandpa passed away in July. And then my uncle, he passed away September of that same year. And it was really depressing for me. And right before that, it was 2009. I hyperextended my leg bull riding, and so I felt really blah from that. And then when I lost those family members, it just kind of brought me down more. So I was really going through depression, and it was so bad to where, and then I think I was having struggles with like dating girls, and it was just like a doom and gloom. I was having a hard time. Like I was really straying off the path, if you know what I mean. I was not, I don't know what I want to say. I wasn't leading a good lifestyle. It was awful. I was drinking and driving, and things are going to get real now. I was a bad person, you know. I feel like, I don't know how to put this thing. I just don't like who I was, you know. I wasn't filled with anger and rage. Is just, you know, I was drinking and not responsible, and I was getting bills in the mail and I wouldn't even open them. I just set them aside. So things were getting stupid, you know what I mean? So it was like a vicious circle that I was putting myself through. And I don't mean to bring you guys down. I'm really sorry about that. You know, I just want to, you know, put out there is hope, you know. We'll go back to, you know, after my family members passed away, that winter, you know, I looked to these guys that were working out. I respected these guys at work that I worked around, and they were working out, and I asked them if it was okay if I worked out with them. I figure if I worked out with them, I'd have a better shot, you know, of getting in shape. You know, if you work out with guys, you feel like you got to keep up. It's not easy to quit in front of somebody. And so that's what I was doing. I was working out 3 days a week with those guys after work. And I was starting to feel good about myself, but, you know, there's still a void. Like, I'm still missing a lot. So there's a part of me that was feeling good, but there's another part of me that was still empty. And I was still living wrong after working out. But I did improve my body, you know, working out with those guys. I got into the best shape I've ever been at that point. And then, you know, still struggling with dating and whatnot. And I just, it was just a really messed up time. So, about the spring of 2011 was the strongest I've ever been. I could put up, it's not much weight for most people, you know, but for me it was the best I ever did. I could put up 220 pounds, you know, one rep bench at that point. And yeah, that, and then I just kind of got out working out, you know. And then I met my wife, which, you know, is the best thing that has happened to me, you know. You know, we've had struggles, ups and downs, but I would be totally lost without her. I don't know what I'd do without her. We stopped drinking together, you know. I started getting into the Bible, and slowly but surely my depression went away. You know, I don't know how everybody else deals with depression, but that's what helped me out. And I just know that there's more to life than all your failures and the possibilities of being successful, because I don't know, to me it means nothing, you know. Since I'm here though, living and working, you know, I'm going to do the best I can, but I know in the end you can't take it with you. And so yeah, that's how I feel about that. And then, you know, when I met my wife, we know we're seeing each other almost every day, if not every day, I don't know. But slowly got out of working out. I got a hernia around then, go figure. So that's what got me to stop working out. And so then, since then, throughout the years, I've been in and out of trying to work out, and I never stuck to it. And this past winter, my wife's like, we talked about me getting back into bull riding, and she was all game. If I made enough money, you know, in the lawn care business, and I got in shape, and my back wasn't hurting, because, you know, the last time I rode bull, I hyperextended my leg, and I got a bulging disc, you know, the same night. Two different bulls. And, you know, I didn't make enough money this season. We had a dry spell, and that really hurt big time. The bull riding, it's up in the air right now, but I will say this, if I get 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, I'll get on a bull, you know, no matter what I'm making. If I have 10,000 subs, I'm going to jump on a bull. I'm going to have a GoPro on the helmet, and then I'll have my wife running this other camera. We'll make sure we document that. I also want to say that, you know, if you're just listening to the podcast and you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go subscribe if you want. I don't know if you watch B&B's YouTube channel at all, but I made him a sign that has his business logo on it, and he hung it in his office. He made a video about it last winter. It was around January, February. I don't know. But if you do know what I'm talking about, I'm the sign guy that made that for him. And what I'm going to do is, if I hit 1,000 subscribers, I'm going to give away two signs that have potentially your business logo on it. If your business logo is too tough to make, I'll probably make a sign with your last name. And let me see here if I can give you an estimate of what size the sign might be. Okay. So the sign is going to be in this box. So the sign's roughly going to be about 12 to 10 inches, 12 by 10 inches. Okay. So you have, you know, it might be a different shape, but it's got to be under 12 by 10, somewhere in there. That's a pretty decent size sign, and that's free. So I'll pay for the shipping, and I'll put in the work to make that. The one I made for B&B, if I would have charged them, I think it would have been around $60 to $100. There was a gentleman out in Connecticut, real good guy. He seen that sign I made for B&B, and he ordered one, and he wanted it bigger. And that one, I actually put a video up on my Country Crafts YouTube page. It was A-Plus Landscape and Design, I believe it's called, the company. But I made a sign for him, and that sign was roughly $100, I want to say. That was a pretty cool sign. I had to put two pieces of wood together, so that was a little bit harder than B&B's. And I even like had to start over because I wasn't happy with it. I felt like it was crooked. But in the end, he was happy with it, and he was okay with it being prolonged, so it all worked out in the end. But if you're interested in getting a free sign, please subscribe to No Business Like Mo Business YouTube channel. And once I hit 1,000 subs, we're going to do a random drawing. You got to be subscribed, and I'll make a video to where I announce it, and you got to basically, you know, leave a comment saying you want the sign. So if you're interested in that, help the channel grow. That would be awesome. I would be forever grateful. And, you know, if you want to communicate me, please comment in the videos that I do make on there, because I love interacting with people, especially when they watch my videos. You know, if there's something you want to see, let me know. Or if you want me to do something different, let me know. Or if you don't like something that I do, let me know. You're the audience. I want to make the videos that you want to see. So back to working out. It's part of my ADD. I can really go whichever way. That's why it's better for me to have a guest on here, because the guest keeps me on track. If I keep my mouth shut and just listen to them, I have a better shot of keeping the train on the tracks. You know what I mean? But if I was in a car, I would be in a different state that I was supposed to be, just because I cannot stay on the right path. My mind is just everywhere. I don't know if anybody else has that problem, but it's pretty crazy for me. I got to have a list of jobs to do, so that way I know which one to go to next, and I'm just like, what? Ridiculous. It's like an epic battle in my mind all the time. Anyways, okay, so working out. Started working out back in July 20th, I believe it was, and I haven't shaved since then. So you can tell by looking, it's been some time. I don't know how long this is, but it's the longest this beard's ever been. And I will say this, I am the strongest, my upper body is the strongest it's ever been. And I feel pretty good about that. It's really weird. Like, you know, these are the same size shirts I wore back in July, and they felt a lot looser around my arms. Like, they're still loose, don't get me wrong. But it's just like, it's just weird to be in shirts and they feel a little bit snugger around your chest and your arms. It's a good feeling. It makes me feel good. I know I'm not the strongest guy out there. There's so many guys that are way bigger than me. I mean, there are tons. But I don't know. I feel better about myself that I improved myself this much. And I will say I'm above, you know, what I did before back in 2011. So I'm pretty excited about that. And the videos I'm going to be doing, you know, because I want to do, like, get back to that Geek to Freak, what he was doing. He was doing my shirt, your shirt, my workout. What I want to do is your shirt, my one rep max. So whenever I want to do a one rep max, I love doing those. I know it's dangerous. You know, it's not good for your body. You know, you can strain yourself and all kinds of crazy stuff. I love doing it because it's like I like to compete, and it's like trying to compete with myself, trying to better myself, trying to beat my own records. You know what I mean? It's like playing a video game, I guess. You're trying to get that higher score. And I'm not going to say where I'm at, but I'm doing better than what I did back in 2011. And what I want to do is, you know, it's up to you. If you guys don't want to do it, that's cool. But if you want to, I think it would be awesome. What I want to do is, if you send in your shirt, your business shirt, doesn't even have to be in long care, but if you send me one, if it's appropriate, if it's not appropriate, I'm not going to use it. So it's got to be an appropriate shirt. It's got to be a medium or a little bit bigger. Don't make anything crazy. But I will wear that when I do my one rep max. And then if I get a new max record, I'm going to put a vinyl decal with that number of one rep max on that shirt. And I'm going to hang that shirt up on the wall in the background where the workout bench is. And I'm going to keep that shirt up there until I beat that record. So it might be up there a really long time. Or it might be, you know, just a week. It just depends. I will say this. I just got a one rep max Friday. No, it was Saturday. This past Saturday. And the time before that was like 2 weeks ago. So if there would have been a shirt up, it would have been up for 2 weeks. I don't want to max out real often. I would say it would probably be 2 weeks to a month, logically, that I would do a one rep max. Yeah, so I want to wait a month if possible, because I'll go higher up in weight, you know, and that'll just build up my confidence. And that's the main thing for me, is it's a confidence thing. I might share some workout videos because I have recorded myself working out. I show, you know, my struggles. Even when I do one rep max, if I fail and the bar ends up on my chest and I can't get it off, you're going to see that. I'm not going to hide anything from you guys because I want you guys to see that, you know, I'm no different than anybody else. And if I can do this, I'm pretty sure that you could too. And you know what? You might have the genetics to where you could go way past me a lot faster than I got here. Something else I do want to say this. I don't know if it's just for my genetics, my body, or if it works for everybody's body. But I have found... Okay, so I'll just say what I'm doing. It's different from how I worked out before. I really love working out. I enjoy it. It's a pain when you do it, but I feel good afterwards. You know what I mean? I try to work out for an hour. No more than an hour. I try to get that hour amount of time. 1 week I'll go 8 to 10 reps, you know. If I get 10 reps, you know, a couple times, I try to move up at 5 pounds in weight, you know, but I have to get at least 8 reps. If I can't get 8 reps, then I gotta go down five pounds, you know. So you gotta be careful when you start out so that way you don't burn yourself out, then you can't even get 8. But nonetheless, 1 week I'll go 8 to 10 reps, and then like with the bench or whatever, I have log chains hooked onto that thing. So the further you press that baby up, you know, the heavier it gets, the higher it goes up, you know, because each link weighs more and more. And I think both chains, once I get it, my arms extended up, I think it ends up being like an additional 12 pounds. I can't remember. I got it written down somewhere. I'll have to check that out. Nonetheless, that's 1 week. And then the next week will be 4 to 6 reps. That's my heavy week. And, okay, my 8 to 10 reps, I'll have like a 60-second break in between reps. And that's, I hate it. But I tell you what, you can feel it burns. And if you don't feel any burns from working out, not a strain, but a burn, there's a difference. So you're not gaining if you're not, no pain, no gain. But nonetheless, you know, I feel the burn. So that's why I like the 60 seconds. Sometimes it's over 60 seconds, but I try to push myself to stick to the schedule. The next week is the week I like. 4 to 6 reps, you know, obviously no log chains, so I get to have more weight on the bar. And I feel like I don't know. When I see there's more weight, it makes me feel good, you know what I mean? So I love the 4 to 6 reps. And then on those days, I do 2.5-minute breaks. My goal is to work out 6 days a week. That hasn't always been the case, but there's been a lot of weeks where it's been 6 days a week. And everybody's going to be different on their calorie intake and their protein intake. I do know if you're working out hard and for at least an hour, you're going to want to take in more calories and more protein if you do want to gain muscle, if you want to build muscle mass. I'm not hitting the mark, but I'm taking in more than I used to, and I'm noticing that I am gaining. So the things that I'm doing different that I didn't do back in 2011 is I'm working out 6 days a week, and I'm taking in more calories and more protein. Before, my nutrition was horrible when I was working out in 2011. I still gained muscle, but my nutrition was horrible. I was taking a lot more supplements too. I was even taking some kind of testosterone booster, and I don't recommend those at all. You know, I'm not a fan of it. It made me feel on edge, and I don't recommend that. You know, if you wanted to help boost your testosterone, I was told vitamin D helps your natural testosterone, and if you add leg day, because your legs have the biggest muscle in your body and your brain tells you, hey, produce more testosterone for those big muscles. So if you add in leg day, which everybody should have all muscles in there, it's going to help your testosterone going if you're a guy. I will say this. I have failed at doing my core and my legs. I was going to start into it, but in August, I believe it was, I sprained my ankle and I did not push off working out. I still did it. You know, I was limping around the workout room and because I did not want to stop working out. It It's been a fire burning inside me. You know, something happens and I stop working out and I never get back into it. And so this time I don't want to let that happen. I'm more driven right now. I just want to, because if I don't do it now, if not now, then when? You know what I mean? That's how I feel. If not now, then when? So I'm really driven right now to try to improve my body, you know, and my business at the same time. And I feel like I'm building up my confidence inside the workout room. It's going to help me in my business. And I feel like if I can do this, so can everybody else, because I've never been a strong guy. And I feel like I'm getting there. And I feel like now I'm to the point where I should be adding my core and my legs. I feel like those are, your core is really important. I think it will help reduce the risk of what I want to say here. Groin injury. No. That's, I don't, maybe. I can't remember what the heck that's called. When you, something about a groin injury or something. I don't know. You can tell me what I'm trying to figure out. I can't remember what in the world is that called. It don't matter. But anyways, it helps prevent some injuries. Your core is a huge part. It would really help out my back. I know that. It would help my, I'm told it would help my bulging disc, you know, because it strengthens your core and it takes the pressure off your back. I don't know exactly how it works, but it sounds like that's how it works. I don't know. So that's something I need to do. And I know if I would start with a leg day, I could improve my bench, you know, because my body will produce more testosterone. I won't be doing the bench as much because, you know, I'd be adding in a leg day, but it needs to be done. If I want to be more productive, you know, and work, you know, doing certain things like lifting stuff and walking, I definitely need, you know, stronger legs and a back. So, you know, it's definitely on my to-do list. I don't want to be that guy that, you know, has chicken legs and a bigger upper body. That's just, I don't know. That's awkward for me. So, yeah, you'll be able to see me on the bench failing and succeeding, whatever. If there's stuff you guys want to see, how I do my workouts, what workouts I do, let me know. Excuse me. If you're working out, let me know. If you have videos, let me know. I'd like to check them out. But yeah, I really had a good time at GIE. I thought it was awesome. I definitely want to do it next year. If money is okay here, I want to try to spend the night and go both days, maybe 3 days. I think they do 3 days. I don't know how it works, but I really do enjoy GIE. I did not check out the equipment as much as I would like to. It was more of getting together with friends and hanging out for me. And sightseeing along the way. So the main thing was friends and interacting with people, just networking. I think it was a really good time. Even Pleasure Ridge Pizza was awesome. That place was packed. I couldn't believe how packed that place was. Hope everything's going good for you guys. I know it's like fall right now. It's almost, we're knocking on the door of November. And I seen here in Northwest Ohio, it's going to be 70-some degrees, which is ridiculous. It's up and down. Like right now, it's about 50 out. And it's currently 11:20 a.m. as I record this. So, yeah, it's just unreal. How far in this year am I going to work, you know? I had people calling in December last year wanting me to mow. And I just thought that was pretty wild. But I hope everybody's lungs, you know, doing good. I hope your lines are straight. Hope your wallets are getting full. You know, I just hope you're succeeding in your lawn care business. Like I said, guys, you know, go over to No Business Like Mo Business YouTube channel and subscribe. You know, if we get up to 1,000 subscribers, you know, I'm going to give away 2 custom-made signs by me. And I'll probably even do videos of me making them, so that might be kind of cool for you to watch. For the one who gets it, at least, you know, not people that don't get it. I don't know. They might find it boring then. But I really do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me while you mow. And don't fall asleep. You know, I feel like I'm a boring guy. How do you stay awake and keep mowing while you're listening to me? How do you do that? You guys are strong. Lawn warriors, that's what you guys are, lawn warriors. But yeah, I'm hoping to do a recording soon with with Top Notch Lawn Care with Brian Shane. Since it didn't work out today, we're going to try to figure out something, see if we can get it to work. And because he wouldn't mind doing a show again. And I really do appreciate him taking the time out of his day to work with this guy right here. I really do appreciate you guys listening or watching this video. That's pretty cool. You don't have to, but you do. I appreciate the support. Yeah, that's all I can think of right now. Seems like there's a bunch of other stuff I want to talk about. But next year, I am usually, like, this time of the year, I'm, like, burnout. I'm just ready for it to be over. But GIE got me so pumped up. I'm, like, already thinking about next season. Like, I'm war gaming it right in my head. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I want to try new things. I want to get new equipment. I want to get my license for this, and I want to do this. I want to provide this service. Are you guys doing that? Leave a comment on the video here, and let me know what you guys are going to do. If you're going to try to do something different with your business, you know, what are you doing different? You know, you getting a different mower? You getting rid of one mower? I have a list of things I would like to do. I really would like to add like a 36-inch mower. I don't know what kind of mower it'd be, but I think that'd be a nice size, because if I take on more clients, it's going to help me bang out the jobs faster, so that way I can add more to the schedule. It's just like, it's kind of stressful to think about it, you know, because I'm not there yet, but oh man, that would be so cool to be able to be so busy. I know there's some guys out there that are so busy that they do have this, and I admire that. I think that's pretty cool. I would love to just, you know, bang them out and go to another house and just do like 20 some in a day. That'd be just unreal. I don't even know how many I've done in a day. What's the most lawns that you guys have done in one day? Let me know. If you watch all this, or if you listen to all this, you know, send me an email or leave a comment down in the video below. I think it's really interesting how many lawns has somebody done in one day. You know, even if they're a bunch of postage stamp lawns, or just, you know, maybe it's a trailer park. Who cares? How many have you done? A job's a job. Even if it's just mow and go. You know what I mean? I love those mow and goes. They're awesome. Yeah, my trimmer. I don't know about you guys, but my trimmer, it's been acting up. I'm about ready to look for something different. This thing isn't easy to start. It doesn't want to stay running half the time. It's getting really frustrating. I want something that's consistent, that runs like a, I don't know, it's running great. You know what I mean? But I will let you guys go. It's been long enough. I don't want to bore you. If you listen to this, I appreciate it. Like I said, guys, go to the YouTube channel, subscribe. And if you're bored mowing, you don't want to watch the video, you can always go to nobusinesslikemobusiness.com, or you can do a search on your podcast thing, or you can look us up on iTunes. We're on iTunes. You can find us there. I really do appreciate your time. And I'm also on Instagram. So if you're bored, I'm going to try to post a picture a day on Instagram. And that's instagram.com/nobusinesslikemobusiness. Also have a YouTube page. I'm sorry, a Facebook page, and if you find me on my personal Facebook page, I will add you. I'm not going to give it out, but if you find me, I will add you if I can tell you're in lawn care. All right, you guys, hope all is well. God bless you guys. See you.